What happened in June 2026 in the global clergy sexual abuse crisis? Summary. This week's article argues that the global clergy sexual abuse crisis remains far from resolved and that developments during June 2026 reveal a consistent pattern across continents. Progress depends heavily on the willingness of authorities to pursue accountability, while the Catholic Church continues to struggle with transparency. Looking at developments in Germany, Poland, Argentina, Mexico, and the United States, the piece presents the crisis as a global phenomenon whose local manifestations differ, but whose underlying dynamics remain similar. The article begins by contrasting two different kinds of reporting. In Mexico and much of Latin America, coverage frequently revolves around sensational headlines and individual scandals. The arrest of priest Nicolas Orb in Acapulco on charges involving the rape of an underage girl offers an example of this pattern. Such stories generate public outrage but often leave broader institutional questions unexplored. By contrast, Germany has produced a series of detailed historical investigations that examine decades of abuse, concealment, and administrative failures. These reports attempt to explain not merely what happened, but why it happened and how church institutions allowed abuse crises to persist. The piece centers on newly released reports from the Diocese of Essen and other German dioceses. While they focus primarily on the conduct of the late Cardinal Franz Hengsbach, Bishop of Essen, the reports also raise broader questions about the role played by Joseph Ratzinger, later Pope Benedict XVI, in shaping the structures through which abuse cases were managed. The article argues that understanding the German experience requires understanding what theologian and survivor Doris Reisinger-Wagner and other critics describe as the Ratzinger system. According to Reisinger-Wagner, the system rested on three interconnected principles that prioritized ecclesiastical authority, secrecy, and institutional self-protection. First was the sacralization of the priesthood. A second element involved the erosion of what Catholic theology calls the internal forum, or sphere of personal conscience. The third element was the centralization of authority. Rather than empowering local churches and allowing civil authorities to confront abuse, the system concentrated decision-making within Vatican structures. In doing so, it prioritized the management of scandals over the protection of victims. The article contends that the significance of the German reports lies precisely in their ability to expose how these principles functioned in practice. Reports from Essen, Paderborn, and other dioceses reveal recurring patterns in which abusive clergy were reassigned, protected, or recycled into new ministries after expressing remorse to superiors. Institutional concern frequently focused on preserving the church's reputation rather than addressing the needs of victims or preventing future abuse. The article also shows how these mechanisms operated beyond Germany. Drawing on previous reporting in the series, it argues that abusive priests could be transferred not only within Germany but also abroad. In this sense, the German experience is not an isolated case but an example of a transnational system whose effects reached far beyond Europe. At the same time, the article highlights signs of progress in the United States. A major settlement worth $395 million involving clergy sexual abuse claims in the San Francisco region is presented as evidence that sustained legal pressure can produce results. The political rise of Xavier Becerra, known for his role in prosecuting the leader of the Luz del Mundo Church, further demonstrates the importance of determined civil authorities in pursuing accountability. Yet even within the United States, responses remain uneven, as illustrated by continuing difficulties in Maryland and the Archdiocese of Baltimore. Developments in Poland reveal another dimension of the crisis. The case brought by survivor Janusz Simek against the Archdiocese of Krakow is significant not only because of the allegations themselves, but because it may force renewed examination of the legacy of John Paul II. As happened in Germany with Benedict XVI, Polish society increasingly faces questions about what senior church leaders knew and how they responded to abuse allegations during previous decades. In Argentina, the article identifies a different obstacle: the continued reliance on statutes of limitations. The case involving priest Raul Eduardo Lopez Marquez highlights the tension between formal legal procedures and survivors' demands for justice. More broadly, the article warns that political developments in parts of Latin America may create additional challenges for abuse victims seeking accountability. The Mexican section focuses on the Archdiocese of Acapulco and uses the Orb case to illustrate how a lack of transparency can undermine efforts to understand and address abuse. The article argues that reconstructing a priest's professional history is extraordinarily difficult because publicly accessible records are scarce. Unlike dioceses in Germany, France, Canada, or the United States, where appointments, safeguarding structures, directories, and archives are generally available online, researchers in Acapulco must rely on fragmented Facebook posts and scattered reports. The absence of visible safeguarding mechanisms and the apparent lack of a publicly identifiable abuse prevention commission reinforce concerns about compliance with reforms mandated by Rome. Taken together, the events of June 2026 suggest that the clergy sexual abuse crisis is not simply a collection of isolated scandals. Rather, it remains a global problem shaped by uneven enforcement, incomplete transparency, institutional self-protection, and unresolved questions about the structures that enabled abuse for decades. While some jurisdictions have made significant progress, the article concludes that the deeper systems which allowed abuse and concealment to flourish have not yet been fully dismantled.